10 months. But since she died...
You were always a Christian?
Yeah. But since she died, I've seen things, from messages, you know, through the clouds. You know, I've seen different things, you know. And that,
like what? What have you seen in the clouds?
Well, I've seen like, I love you. I, little heart, and a heart and a you, I love you. And then a little I, see you, I see you. So I know she can hear me, and I know she sees me. You know, and plus, like I said, I was raised up in a Christian church. I've read the Bible, this and that. But what I'm getting at is, before I met my wife, 20 years from my wife, I was living a wicked life. Even though I was raised up in church, I was still questioning God. Like, you know, do you really exist? Do you really exist?
Yeah.
Well, when he took my, because my wife, you know, believed the same way I did. She believed in the Trinity and all that. She questioned Christianity. So I told her, I said, when you die, give me confirmation she made to heaven. She did. She gave me 3 different confirmations in the clouds, and I'm not insane. And plus, I've seen other things too. So what I'm getting at is, that tells me that there's definitely a God.
Yeah.
There's definitely a heaven, because it's the Father allowing my wife, Catherine, you know what I mean, to show me these things. And I'm not insane.
I want to share with you. I love you. There definitely is a God.
Yes.
He revealed himself in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
He came to show us the way, who God was. He came to shed his blood to make a way. And he also came to defeat death and rise again. And so the path to the Father, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So the way to the Father is through him. Now, most of American Christianity is following man-made ways.
Following what?
Man-made ways. They're following Christmas, they're following Easter, they're following God loves everybody gospel.
Easter stands for the, you know, him rising from the dead. That's what Easter stands for, not the Easter Bunny.
Yeah. But even Easter is not even a holiday God told us to celebrate. Easter means Ishtar. That's a pagan god. So in order to follow Jesus, what's your first name?
William,
I'm Jim. In order to follow Jesus, you don't follow what you think, feel, or believe. You don't follow what I think, feel, or believe. You don't follow what the evangelicals think, feel, or believe. Who do we follow?
Jesus.
So how do we know what Jesus wants us to follow? We don't listen for voices. We don't look for signs. What did God give us? He gave us 2 things. He gave us the Word of God.
Bible.
Genesis to Revelation, the Bible. And then he gave us, if we repent and we're born again, he gave us the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, as a comfort,
yep.
when Jesus
Amen.
Left.
So the Holy Spirit is always going to comfort you, mm-hmm. and he's always going to back up what the Word of God says. Now, let me just lovingly tell you that what you're telling me about your wife, and I know nothing about your wife, I hope and pray your wife's in heaven, I don't know.
Oh, I know she is.
Okay, I don't know. Here's the thing. The Bible forbids any type of dabbling with those that have died and got passed on.
What, I can't talk to my wife?
Well, the Bible forbids. That's something called necromancing, talking to the dead. The Bible in the Old Testament forbids that. It's like sorcery and witchcraft. And so when we pass into that other realm, you know, like, okay, Roman Catholics. Wait, hold on. Roman Catholics say that Mary is appearing to them. Mary died and passed on to the other realm. All right? And she's not coming back. She's not doing apparitions. She's not talking to people. Jesus isn't even coming back and appearing to people anymore. He speaks through the Word of God. So what I would encourage you to do is, rather than looking for signs and on looking...
Oh, no. I don't do it anymore.
I know. I'm saying, rather than looking or even believing in any of that, what you need to do is you need to read your Bible.
I do.
Okay. Wait, hold on. Start in the New Testament.
Yep.
Read the book of John. The Old Testament is history. And
I
then,
did that.
Okay, and then
and
read
now
Romans.
Now I'm in the Old Testament.
Good.
And I'm leaving Revelations for the very last book as far as the New Testament.
But just remember, though, I always teach people. I'm a traveling street preacher and teacher. I have a large website. I'll give you a gospel card if you want it. And I teach people. Yep. And I travel all over the country and I street preach. Most everybody in America is believing in Jesus. Very few are following him. You see the difference? Many people believe in Jesus. They go to church. Some of them don't. But no one's biblically, obediently following. And Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So they're not following Jesus. And here's the other thing, people.
You know what I do? If I find somebody that don't know or doesn't believe in God,
right.
I would tell them my story or whatever, you know what I mean? And tell them that, you know, that he doesn't live it. I'll be like Jesus. I'll try to tell them.
Right. But what you need to do, though, is you need to preach the gospel like I preach to you. Right. That unless they repent and place their faith in Christ's shed blood and his resurrection, and they seek after God and desire, God says, draw near to me and I'll draw near to you. Then ask God for a new heart and a new mind. I used to be a drunk and a worldly, wicked man. God transformed me. My wife will tell you the same thing when you see her coming out. God transformed us. All the glory goes to God. A long time.
See me, I got married. My first time being married, I become a widow in 10 months.
Yeah.
That hurts, man. It hurts.
It does hurt. It does hurt, and I'm really sorry about that, and I have compassion for you. But here's what you do, though. Give that to God.
I do.
God will grow that into a wonderful blessing and strength for you.
But there's times, you know, when I get upset about it, okay?
Yeah.
I'm naturally going to tell God, I'm angry.
Well,
you know, I
confess it.
I'll confess my
Confess it.
God, I'm angry. You know, why do you do this to me? I'm still young, you know, and I have to face this every morning I wake up. I got to face reality, and it sucks.
Well, a couple things for you. So I preach the gospel to you. So you got to test yourself. Make sure you're really born again. The fruit that you're born again is not that you read the Bible a little bit, because the next thing I was going to say is what I've experienced is when I minister all over the country, many, many Americans read the Bible. They get up in the morning for 10 minutes, they read the Bible for 15 minutes, they have their coffee, and then they go to work, they go out into the world. You know what hardly anyone is doing? Meditating on what it says and then repenting and obeying it, William. Jesus said, unless you obey, you will not enter into the kingdom of God. He made the way for those who obey him.
You know, when my wife died, after she died, I really got close to God. Other than my time at work, I was devoting myself to God 24/7. Even at work, I like country music, so I was listening to Southern Gospel. I play Southern Gospel on
my
phone.
Stay away from music. That's fleshly. You need to. The other thing I was going
to
tell you is,
God likes me to praise Him and sing His praise.
Not anymore. The New Testament does not use instrumental music, and here's why. It's fleshly, and one of the things you struggle with, and I do too, but God has been able to help me whip it down, is men tend to walk in their flesh a lot. Women do too. They walk in their flesh. No, you can't help it, because Paul says crucify your flesh. So the more you walk in the Spirit, okay, then you won't walk in the flesh and fulfill the lusts of the flesh, Galatians says. And here's the thing, when it comes to like music, instrumental music gets you all feeling good. Oh, I like that song's all fleshly. You're fleshly. What you need to do is you need to walk in the Spirit. And the Spirit, the Bible says, sing psalms and hymns with your mouth, but we don't need lyrics and drums and guitars. We model the New Testament, and the New Testament never used instruments. That was the Old Testament. It faded away. You're now the instrument. Your lips and your heart are supposed to be the instrument to God. Music is fleshly.
And I got very close to God, because I devoted my life to Him. Other than work, I devoted my whole life to Him. For months on end, and it just, things were getting worse and worse and worse. And of course, I fell off the wagon, as they say. When I fell off the wagon, it's the last time things really got
What do you mean
bad.
When you fell off the wagon? You mean you go into drugs and alcohol and stuff?
Well, it's not so much, I kind of went to alcohol, and I'm not going back to drugs. I kind of went to alcohol, and you know, I stopped reading His Word.
Yeah.
I stopped praising Him. You know what I mean? I completely stopped talking. I stopped everything.
Yeah, you fell back. And let me tell you something. When you fall back, don't let anybody lie to you. When you fall back, you're not still saved. When you go and you choose willful sin, His blood no longer cleanses you. You need to repent and come back.
Oh, yeah, you got to be reborn.
Many people are, I wouldn't say reborn, but you need to repent and come back. Many people in America are saying, no matter what happens, you're going to heaven and you could go into a sin. No, you have to repent and come back.
I was told by my mother, she's a strong Christian woman, you know. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have the beliefs I have. You know, it wasn't her. But she was telling me, me and mother, we're kind of close now from the wife's death and God knows. But she was telling me, she said, "Will, you've lost your faith in God. Now you want to come back to Him again." she said that's good. She said, but it's going to be hard for you to get back where you was with God the last time.
It is.
She said you can't just leave off and start.
It's like trashing your marriage and trying to get it back.
And I've realized that. Yeah. Since I got back right with him.
Yeah. It's a precious pearl. Don't ruin it.
I realize that I'm not where I was at anymore.
Yeah.
I want to get that back.
Yep. And one of the ways you do that is by, again, you read the Bible. I encourage you to stay in the New Testament and don't move on from the New Testament until your life, you're walking and obeying all of it. And so what will happen is, if you really are guided by the Holy Spirit and you repent and you want to be born again, God does a work in your heart first. Then everything about you is going to be transformed. How you talk, who you hang out with, how you spend your money, how you spend your time, how you dress. The Bible calls you out of the culture to not be like the culture. Even that's what to be holy will is, to be set apart for God.
Even though when my faith was strong with him on my last walk and in this walk now, like I said, there'd be times that I would get upset over losing my wife. And I'd say, God, I'm angry. I'm angry at you. I don't understand why you did what you did to me, da, da, da. Is that okay?
It's okay if you confess it, put it behind you, and go on. If you harbor it, Jesus said in Luke 9:62, whoever looks back after putting his hand to the plow, and that means deciding to serve God, if you look back a lot, you're not fit for the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah, but you can't help the memory.
Well,
you know what I mean?
You can. You can be created. God gives you a new mind, and they slowly fade over time, and you keep looking to him. You keep cleansing your life. Oh, yeah. I'm a living example of that. My wife is as well. Jesus said this. Yeah, it's new. 10 months ago. This is all new to you.
No. We was married 10 months. It's been today makes 2 years and 4 months.
Okay, that's still long. Not a long time. 2 years. You're still hurting. I'm helping a man right now who lost his son 2 years ago, 10-year-old son, and he's still hurting from that. It's a traumatic thing. Jesus said this in Matthew 6. He said, seek ye after the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and everything will be added to you. So here's my challenge to you, is ask God, am I seeking the kingdom first? Don't answer this now, you ponder it. Have I laid everything down? Because remember the story of the rich man. The rich man came to Jesus and said, how do I inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, keep the law. And he said, I've been doing that my whole life. Jesus, being God, looked right in his heart and said, he's rich, he loves his money more than God. And Jesus went right for what he loved most and said, sell and give to the poor, then come follow me. And it says, the rich man was sad because he had many things. Well, we can translate that to say, he loved his things more than he loved Jesus and God. So search your heart. What's your stumbling block that you love more?
Since my wife died, I have no worldly items anymore. Yeah. There's nothing I desire.
Yeah, no, it doesn't have to be physical possessions.
Nothing.
It could be personal things. It could be whatever. You need to search your heart and find those.
You know, I'm still young. I would love to remarry, but I don't want another woman.
Yeah.
I want my wife. Yeah. That's who I
no
want.
You have no children?
No.
Okay. You live around here?
Well, I'm homeless. I live out of my truck.
Oh, good. I live in this van. You're not homeless. You got a truck. You got a house. What do you do for work? Do you work?
I work at Town Homes, a mobile home manufacturer on the side of town.
Nice. So you work.
Yeah, I work.
How long have you been living in your truck?
Since August 2019.
So you're just around this area, or do you bounce around to different places to camp? Or?
No, I'm from...
They let you camp here all the time?
Well, I normally go behind the old roadhouse.
Okay. But I think Walmart lets you camp here too, right?
Yeah, I want time off because there's resources here at Walmart, so I hang out at Walmart.
Yep.
But if I got the gas to run back and forth, then I'll stay at my chill spot behind the old roadhouse.
Yeah, what do you mean? When you say resources at Walmart, what do you mean?
Well, as far as food.
Water. Buying stuff. Yeah, my wife's inside shopping right now. I got you. Yeah, so what I would encourage you to do, I'd encourage you to keep seeking after God, keep giving him all your pain and your hurts and pour them out to him. And if you put him above everything else, God will begin to heal your soul and your spirit from all that hurt and that pain. God will begin to fill you up. But what you have to do is, you have to take your cup, your life as a cup. And all of us have filled our cup up with a bunch of junk. And a lot of people do this, Will. They go like this, and here's their cup of junk, and they go like this. They make just enough room for Jesus on top, and their cup is still filled with junk. You know what God wants you to do?
pour it all out.
Pour it completely out, then he will fill it up completely with his truth and his living water. And most people are still holding on to something of the world. So you have to ponder what that is. I had that in my heart. I had to get rid of that, and that helped my relationship with God. So you need to cry out to God in prayer, reading the scriptures, ask him to show you, confirm it. The other thing that could help is if you had someone that you trusted in the Lord to be accountable to, that you could talk, and then you would grow. That helps too, where we edify each other every day.
I just feel like last night, I couldn't sleep at all because she was on my mind heavy.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, the tears, da-da-da-da. You know, and when I get like that, sometimes I'll say some mean things.
Yeah,
to God.
You gotta repent of that, and you gotta cry out to God and just give him your broken heart.
But let me ask you, okay? You can repent for it, but all right.
Repent means change your mind and then strive to stop doing it.
Right, and then a few days later, here I'm upset again, and I say the same thing.
So ask yourself, so a few days later, I repented, I'm still doing the same thing. What that tells me is you're walking in the flesh. You're focused, I'm just gonna say this, and I love you, don't get mad at me. You may be focused more on your wife than on God. That's an idol.
I know.
That's an idol.
But no.
God says, let her go, she's gone.
I
give her to him, whatever. You need to strive on. Right?
Dang, Jim, I miss her, man.
I know.
I miss her like crazy.
I know, but God will fill that void if you give it to him. He will. Right? You believe that, don't you? Maybe you don't. Maybe that's the problem. Is he your everything?
Yeah.
Well, then he'll fill that void for you. I want to give you something. I want to give you one of my tracks. This will help you and encourage you. This is one of my tracks. It tells you the gospel on the front, and on the back side, it gives you a 10-point test. Stay away from man-made religion, the churches on buildings, in the buildings on Sunday morning. Yeah, stay away from those places. Yeah, they teach you false stuff. They teach you. Oh yeah, that's all made of man. My track shows you that. They don't teach you the fullness of God's words.
But that was my baby right there.
So you test yourself. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. But if you focus on God, He will fill you up. Look at the men of God in the Bible. They did horrendous things, all with the power of God. Went through horrendous things, all with the power of God. That's the gospel on one side. 10-point test will show you why all of these denominations, Catholic, Protestant, Pentecostal, they're all false. Jesus said you must worship in spirit and truth, Will. Those are all false man-made religion.
The church I grew up in, and it's a country gospel church. I love going there every Sunday morning.
Well, that may be one of your problems. The church has become an idol to people, and they're not teaching you the truth of God. They're compromised.
At my church, man, you can feel it. You can feel them there when you walk in. You can feel God.
They're not preaching biblical gospel. They're keeping pagan Christmas and Easter.
But it makes me feel good. So it's got to be something right.
They're not. No. That's fleshly to feel good. That's fleshly.
God don't want you to feel good.
He wants you to feel good following His Spirit and His Word, not emotional man-made religion with all of its music. Get away from the music and see if you still feel good. The music is your idol.
Since my wife died, I hate music.
Okay, well, take a break from that man-made religion. Cry out to God. Get in the Word of God. My website would help you. I will help you. You got my email. You can text me. You can call me. And I'll help you strive in the Word and the truth of God and get overcome this so you can be a mighty man of God. That's my offer to you. Does that sound good?
Sound wonderful.
All right.
Thank you.